Welcome to the No One Fights Alone podcast. This podcast is dedicated to mental wellness for first responders and beyond. Through powerful stories, personal experiences, and expert insights, we explore the challenges and triumphs of maintaining resilience in the face of adversity. Together, we remind you, no one fights alone.
Max, my friend, we're back again. What's going on, man?
How are you?
I'm doing good. Welcome, listeners, to the No One Fights Alone podcast. It's Max and I today. We're just going to invite you in to shoot the shit a little bit. And I hope everyone is doing well. I hope everybody is practicing good self-care and good mental health, physical health, spiritual health care. As we are, this is Q2 of 2025. It's hard to believe this is already April, man.
And it's halfway over. It's almost gone.
Right? It's almost May. It's almost May, which is May's police week, you know,
for busy, all busy the month.
Busy month. Well, anybody going to police week, it's been a busy few months. Police week doesn't happen just last minute. You start prepping that, you know, 6 months ago.
Yeah.
And
yep. If not longer, for sure.
You geared up? You ready to go?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. We're heading out. I'll be out there from the May 10th to the 17th. So I'll be out there for a full week. It's the longest, fastest week of the year.
But it's a great week, man.
It's a great week. Love it.
It really is.
Love it.
I leave. I'm just doing the 12th through the 16th. I'm in and out. Going to go out and volunteer. Got asked if I would come out and volunteer, and I just absolutely love police week and said, you bet, I'll volunteer my time. You want me to hold my hand up? I'll do that. I think it's such a great time of honoring not just the fallen, but our the ones standing in the gap, the thin blue line for us currently, you know. And I shouldn't ignore the fact that this is an overlap for firefighters. This is the same time frame is for firefighters honoring their fallen. So it's Firefighter Week. And if memory serves me correct, I think the first week of May is Nurses Week, honoring all of our nurses. So a lot of good things in May.
Yeah.
Really a neat, a lot of opportunities there to just for folks out there, if you're not a first responder, then really neat opportunity for you to just look to your first responders and say thanks for your service, you know?
Yep, I agree. It's a busy month. But yeah, it's a good one. Like you said, it's a good time for the nurses, for the firefighters on the law enforcement side. Yeah, we honoring the ones that are still doing the job, remembering the ones that we've lost and honoring their service. And if anybody hasn't been to Police Week, man, it's a 10 out of 10 on my recommendations to go. It's just something spectacular to see and to experience. And you can kind of experience two different Police Weeks. Now, if you're going back, this year here in Utah, we had a line of duty death of Sergeant Bill Hoosier. So we're going to be taking his family and department back. So it's different to experience when you have an officer that's being honored and then to be able to go back. And, you know, I tell everybody, a lot of people, the first time they go to Police Week, it's for an officer that's being honored and their name's being put on the wall. And then I always want them to go back a different year to experience Police Week when they're not putting a loved one's name on the wall. They get to see and experience. It's just two totally different experiences.
Pretty amazing. I've never been to the firefighter wall, which is Emmitsburg, Maryland, I think. I did get to tour. Well, not really a tour. Our good friend, Holger Dure, who's been on the podcast before, he actually took me out to the firefighter memorial in Arizona, where they lost those 19 wildland firefighters. Yeah. And that was really special. Just, you know, that's no matter what service, veteran, law enforcement, firefighter, those are just really special places. Very sacred, you know, those monuments and areas.
Yeah.
And the one I'm familiar one with and you're speaking of is our national law enforcement wall. It's no different. Our Murrah building bombing memorial is the same. It's just very, very holy, you know. Speaking of which, that comes up tomorrow. Today's the 18th. Tomorrow's the anniversary for April 19th, Oklahoma Murrah building bombing. And a lot of things happening here where you can pay tribute to. Or just take a minute.
That's a cool memorial to see in Oklahoma.
That was, it's beautiful.
boy, I just stood there for a long time and just tried to soak it all in. I remember that day, obviously. Mm-hmm. But pretty neat to stand there and see, you know, the minds that make up some of these memorials are just amazing. You know what I mean? I don't have that creative mind to, but you look at that Oklahoma one and man, it is special.
It is. A beautiful, very honoring memorial to those lives that were lost.
Yeah.
I just got back from a kind of a whirlwind trip. You know, we're growing. We're going to do a podcast soon on the Chateau growth, but I was doing some business development stuff last week up in Louisville, Kentucky, and Lexington, Kentucky, and Indianapolis, and then hopped a flight to Orlando for the Survive First Gala, which was beautiful. Got to see, we were just talking last night about our mutual friend, Paul Butler. We got to see him, got to visit with him a little bit. He always does an amazing job. Had some really neat people. Survive First, Karen does an amazing job on her gala. It's really well done. There's just some neat, you know, fundraiser opportunities, galas around for this space, but that's one of them. But that was a neat trip. Got to meet a lot of cool, that's one of the great things about this space that I work in is I get to meet some really fantastic people, Kentucky and Louisville and Lexington.
Yeah, I saw your picture with the Angry Viking.
Got to go to dinner with Trevor, our friend. We've had him on several times. Took him to dinner, he and his wife, Danny. Danny's the better part of that deal. Sorry, Trevor, love you. And got to break bread with them. He is always, man, he is just so smart. Such a good dude, man.
I think it was a year ago we were in Kentucky, you and I, and had dinner with him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. She is the better part of that. Yeah. Had a good conversation with both of them.
We should have her on the podcast. She would.
That'd be fun.
She's never at a loss for a good joke. She's that ER nurse, man. she's the ER nurse and just always ready to throw something out just to get you.
Yeah, so. That was fun. And Paul Butler, yeah, Paul's awesome. I mean, if anybody doesn't know Paul Butler, look him up. I mean, if you ever have, he's one of the most sought after motivational speakers in the country. Mm-hmm. He's phenomenal as a keynote speaker. He's an amazing MC. I've had him for both out here in Utah, and just a good, good dude. And Paul's a very good friend of mine. Love that guy. I haven't been to Doug and Karen's gala. I've been to a lot of galas, but I'd like to get out to that one.
Yep.
So
I'm a little under the weather. I don't know if the fast did it. I tried I've been doing a lot of reading on some fasting. I do a little bit of intermittent fasting anyway, but there's some real health benefits to extended fast. There's a lot of benefits to just disciplining yourself to do hard things. But I was trying to do a 96 hour fast and I made it 66 hours. Water, coffee. Anyway, I started getting a little lightheaded, and so I pulled myself out of the fast. I thought I was getting a little worried about my, 66. Sorry, did I say 56? I said six. I
made no, you 60, said 66.
66 hours fast, and was really, really kind of cool. Not sure if that's not what's going on with me now, and I'm not feeling all that great, but I came out of it 2 days ago out of a pretty extensive fast, but there's some fabulous health benefits for doing some pretty lengthy fasts, and I won't quote those. I'm not an expert on it. I'm just done a lot of reading and gonna try something out and see if it works. And are you a faster? Do you like fasting?
So I like to do intermittent fasting. I have different times that I've done intermittent fasting, and I like it. I don't find do the 16 and 8 regime of intermittent fasting to be very difficult. I mean, I can do that okay. I do have one guy I work with and he does the big long fasts. I think I'd have to work into it. I don't know if I could just do 96, you know, right out of the get go. And
yeah,
I might have to try 48 or something and then kind of work up, you know, but I don't know. I've never tried it. So I do enjoy the intermittent fasting stuff. My problem with that is I need to do better at eating during my 8 hours to eat. I need to do better at eating all my calories and everything that I'm supposed to eat during that time. Cause I'm kind of like a sparingly eater. You know what I mean? I'll eat a little bit here, a little bit there. And then sometimes I'll kind of gorge, which obviously isn't very healthy, but anyway, so I've been drinking a lot more water than I've ever had in my life. I do drink quite a bit of water each day now. Still probably not as much as I should, but man, a ton more than I used to. So
yeah, that was what I was living on for a few days. Well, water and coffee. I know there's what I was reading was it tells you to be kind to yourself through this. And so there were some things that I it also gives you the latitude to do something high fat. I was going to use an avocado, but I never did. I never did eat it. I just went straight cold turkey. I started on a Sunday night and I ordered a pizza. Like if I'm going to start this thing, I won't order it. And I did a meat lover's pizza at 8 o'clock on Sunday night and then started in on my fast. I'm sure that was probably, but you know, it asked you to journal. So I was journaling kind of where it was at, kind of hourly and keeping up. And I did, you know, that first day noon had some hunger pains after 24 hours. I mean, I felt like I kind of had it licked. Like this is, I'm good. You know, of course that, you know, the first 24 hours is night, the second night of the night after, and then you sleep. But I didn't have any trouble going to sleep. Got up the next morning, felt good. And it says you're actually supposed to have some really good cognitive faculties about you on that second start of that second day. And it was true. Day two didn't bother me. Day three was what, I don't know, I started getting lightheaded and I'll have to do some reading, find out what that was. I haven't caught up. That was just this week. So I, you know, catching up on something. Oh, I could take my vitamins. So my vitamins and supplements, I could take that as well. So, and taking those on an empty stomach didn't really bother me, but I did lose some weight and I did, you know, but one of my breaking my fast, I decided to take my dad to lunch to break my fast. And we went and got some ribs. It was a pretty sweet break fast.
What are they like the 96 hour fast? How often do the experts recommend you do that?
It kind of depends on who you listen to. You can even do them up to like once a quarter, but it's very significant to your physical health. It's even anti-cancer. It's like a cancer fighting process. They strongly recommend, I don't have cancer, but they're highly recommended for those in chemotherapy. So it apparently helps with that. But my version of it is what I read so far is you're somewhere around that like 48 hour window, the good cells start eating up the bad cells. So your bad, whatever's kind of existing that's not supposed to be there, it starts eating those up. And, you know, I'm not advocating anybody out there, by the way, I'm not advocating anybody out there do this. You need to do a lot of your own reading and research and what fits for you and what's good for you. And, you know, I don't take blood pressure or I don't take any pharmaceutical meds, none. So that's part of it. You know, you have to be in pretty good shape, with your body before you enter into some of those. So I had prepped this. It wasn't like I woke up Sunday morning and said, hey, I'm going to do 96 hours. I've been kind of working towards this for, you know, a couple months, several months to see and reading. And, but there's just, you know, there's at some point you just got to pull the trigger. And that's what I did. It's like, let's do this thing. Let's see if we can even make it 24 hours. And, you know, there's a lot of, you hit ketosis and there's just a lot of advantages to fasting in various ways. And again, I would encourage anybody health-wise to do some reading on it. It's just really good for you, really good for the body to do.
When I just start intermittent fasting, like not changing anything. The first time I did it, I didn't change my diet at all. I didn't change anything. I didn't change any of my intake of anything. And I lost 10 pounds just from, you know, and then kind of plateaued there. So I mean, just for the mere fasting of it, you know, you can lose some weight there. You can, and you actually feel pretty good. You know, there's a lot of guys that do even a bigger fasting window than what I do. Like I said, I do the 16 and 8, but.
I went back and pulled some of my stuff up. Do anything past 72 hour is kind of a bonus, was this one that I'm using. So the 96 hours, more like a goal to get past the 72, the third day. There was a lot. One of the draws was the some of the hormone stuff that is a positive result of fasting past that 72 hour. Brain function, hormone function, you know, fat burn and weight management. That's a plus. That wasn't why I was really doing it. Although you can, that's a great way to just push back from the table. But, there's just a lot of, you know, the getting my brain right, getting my hormones right, getting, you know, as I'm aging, I just want to make sure that I'm living the richest, fullest life I can, you know. It was good though. It was,
Yeah.
I know I can do, I mean, I know I can do 60. I'm going to do some reading as to what my, you know, I got, it wasn't just simple lightheadedness. It was, you know, a little bit of, it was concerning enough. I'm like, this is probably, I don't want to pass out driving down the road, you know? So, yeah.
Not a good idea.
I'm going to do a little reading on that and see, you know, I'm going to do it again. I am going to do it again. My goal is to, you know, do it a handful of times a year. There's some people pretty religious about this kind of stuff, and it's pretty powerful and so simple. I mean, it doesn't matter of fact, it saves you money. It doesn't cost you anything.
Yeah.
It saves you a little bit of money, but, now it's been, it's been a good week, been a busy week. Just, hanging out, got a couple podcasts. We had a podcast recording. Ben and I did a podcast recording that was pretty fascinating. It was a lady named Jody Balcom, and she wrote a book that I just found fascinating. It's a book on grief. Her husband was killed in the line of duty in Canada, Royal Canadian Mounted Police. And we just did her recording yesterday. It was really loved that one. But yeah, gearing up for the Chateau move, gearing up for a lot of trainings coming up, gearing up for Police Week. You know, got a lot
It'll
of
be a busy
got,
summer.
Got a busy summer coming up, man. Got a busy it's good. Summer. Yep. I'll be
good. It's good.
I'll be up in Wyoming. So yeah.
What part of Wyoming?
Cheyenne. We'll be in Casper. Sorry, Casper, Wyoming. For the Wyoming Chiefs Association Conference.
Nice.
And first week of May. With our good friend Shayna Smith, Dr. Shayna Smith.
Yep. Love Shayna.
Yep. So well, man, it's another one down. We got a couple of recordings headed in. I got kind of closed us out on a EMS guy who's a fascinating dude. I got him lined up, so we got some recordings lined up, and we're just going to keep plugging on this No One Fights Alone podcast. I will take a minute, and just for the listeners out there, man, we love hearing from you guys. If you'll either jump on the website and drop us a note in the website, or you can text me. I don't mind giving my cell phone out, 405-245-5139. Text me and just say, hey, thanks for the content, or, you know, fuck you, whatever. And
I do that for you.
I know. I get a lot of that. That's why my number's on everywhere.
But even ideas, if people have ideas of people to be good to be on the podcast, let us know.
We'd love to hear from you. Really, really would love to hear from you. Just shoot us a note. Instagram, I do get a lot of feedback. Most of the feedback I get comes through Instagram. We have a pretty significant following there. A lot of good feedback there. We need to cycle through. There's some friends that we've had on, some regulars that we haven't had on. We've had so many great new guests this year, this season. We need to cycle back through. We need to have Rob on. I need to get Johnny Lawton back on. I need to get some folks back on. There and cycle through some of that. But I would love to hear from you. Drop us a note, website, Instagram, cell phone. And Max is right. If you have ideas of who or what or suggestions on people who would be good to come on and tell their story, we'd love to hear it. We're open to all of
absolutely.
It. So in the meantime, We want you to be healthy. Do your hard work. Be intentional about staying healthy. Max will always tell you to get in the shower and turn it on cold water. I will tell you to be intentional and purposeful about all areas of saying no when you are saying yes. Make sure you're setting good boundaries for yourself. And we love you. Thank you for listening, as always, and we'll see you soon.
See you guys.
Chateau Health and Wellness is a 16-bed treatment facility nestled in the foothills of the Wasatch Mountains in Midway, Utah. Chateau's First Responder Resiliency Program is designed to treat the unique challenges and issues that first responders encounter in the course of their careers. Chateau's comprehensive and highly individualized approach to treatment addresses more than just the presenting issues. It addresses the why. Each of their seasoned, trauma-trained, and culturally competent therapists utilize evidence-based, specialized therapies to treat trauma at its core and enable clients to begin the healing process while developing a resilient and healthy relationship with stress. Chateau Health and Wellness is trusted by departments and agencies from around the country to treat responders and veterans. In fact, it is one of only a handful of facilities nationwide that is vetted and approved to treat members of the Fraternal Order of Police. For more information or to speak to a representative, go to chateaurecovery.com or call 888-507-5031.